This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, February 15th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Technology has made it pretty easy to make a purchase at the store. A lot of folks just load a credit card into their phone and wave it in front of a scanner. But more merchants are allowing consumers to sign up for a different kind of arrangement, where money is deducted from their checking account without the use of a card. It may sound a lot like debit, but it's more than that.
So if consumers are told, look, you know, if you pay by bank account, you'll be able at the point of sale when you're making the purchase, not to pay the sticker price that you see, but to pay a somewhat lower sticker price. Well, that becomes the incentive for the consumer.
So how would it work and what risks come with it? We'll talk with our consumer credit reporter, Anna Maria Andriotis, about it after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
A lot of us buy things through debit payments. You know, you swipe or tap your card and the merchant deducts the funds from your bank account. But soon you could be able to make purchases without your card. Discover will soon give merchants the option to deduct funds from a person's bank account without them having to use their cards. So how would that work and what's in it for you? Anna Maria Andriotis covers consumer credit for the WSJ. She had the scoop on this and she joins us now with details. Hey, Anna Maria, thanks for being with us.
Great to be speaking with you.
So, Anna Maria, this method of merchants drawing money from a consumer's bank account without physically using a card, is this something new?
It's still very new in the U.S., though not new at all in other countries, particularly in Asia, where paying directly from your bank account without using a card is pretty much the norm, in particular in China and other countries in Asia.
All right, so how does this work? If somebody isn't tapping or swiping their card at checkout, how does the merchant access the consumer's bank account?
For consumers who choose this payment method, they would have to basically link their checking account to the merchant's app. And so they would have to put in some personal information about themselves within the merchant's app, and that would link up their account with the merchant to their checking account. And then from there, going forward, when they're shopping using the merchant's app, they would be able to essentially just tap on that payment option within the app to make the payment. So right now, you know, when you're within a merchant's app or even on its website and you're on the payments page, if you've stored any payment accounts there, you'll see you can tap on your credit card or your debit card. And in this case, sort of consider that where they'd be able to tap on the pay by bank option, essentially.
Okay, so this is a little different than having your credit card loaded into the so-called wallet on your phone, then you wave it in front of a scanner or show a code to the cashier.
So really what this payment form, the way that it is structured by the fintech firm that is partnering up with Discover to do this, the company's called Bayit Mobility Networks, or BIM for short. This payment form is one that's meant to reside within the merchant's ecosystem. So merchants would determine whether they want to offer this payment option to their customers. When the consumer is shopping, they would essentially open up their app and go into the payment section and tap on this feature, this option of paying from their bank account. That's sort of one scenario in which it would work, but it varies based on how the merchant set it up. But this isn't like a universal, as you described, right? Wherever we're shopping, when we're shopping online, when we go into the payment section, you'll see like a drop-down option that comes up on most merchants' websites where all you need to do is type in the 3-digit security code associated with your card. This will be sort of merchant by merchant and merchants deciding whether to adopt this payment option. Well, the difference for merchants is that the fees that the merchants incur when they accept payments from a bank account without a card being part of that payment form, the difference can be pretty big.
Got it. So there's incentive for the merchant to use this kind of payment system. So what about for the customers? Are there benefits for consumers from paying through this method?
So for the consumer, it's not so much a question of debit. Do I pay by debit or do I pay by bank account or do I pay with credit card? The question, really the questions for consumers come down to the following. One, do consumers want to pay with money they already have, money that's sitting in their checking account? Or do consumers prefer to pay with money that they don't have, but they plan to pay off with a credit card, right? And then the question becomes, well, what incentive is offered to the consumer to pay with either form? As we know it now, I mean, in the US, credit cards are such a dominant form of payment because of the generous rewards that are offered to consumers, right? Oh, you mean I can pay with my credit card and get cash back or, you know, rack up points for travel? Well, with this payment form, because the merchant would be incurring significantly lower fees than they would with cards, that would translate into discounts for consumers. So if consumers are told, look, you know, if you pay by bank account, you'll be able at the point of sale, when you're making the purchase, not to pay the sticker price that you see, but to pay a somewhat lower sticker price, well, that becomes the incentive for the consumer. So really what it comes down to for shoppers as to whether they, what would make somebody pay with this payment form over a different payment form, it would be one, if they have the cash in their account to begin with, and two, if the financial incentive, which in this case would be discounts, is big enough to make them choose to pay that way and not to pay by cards. Currently in the US, most debit cards have no reward programs affiliated with them. Credit cards are still quite generous with regards to the rewards. So it would have to be that math that people weigh to determine whether they want to pay by bank account.
But on the flip side, what kinds of risks would consumers face?
So one of the reasons why many consumers use credit cards for payments is because when a credit card is used fraudulently, purchases are made that the legitimate cardholder did not make. Removing those purchases from their statements and not being liable to make those payments is really easy for consumers. You know, you call your credit card company, you tell them, I didn't make this purchase. No questions asked, pretty much the item is removed from the bill. The consumer doesn't have to pay for it. And assuming that the investigation by the credit card companies finds that actually, yes, this was a fraudulent purchase, the consumer just never has to worry about it. And that's that. But whenever you're paying by checking account, be it with a debit card or not, the risk would be that if that account is fraudulently used, the consumer would risk essentially seeing the funds within their deposit account come out right away for that fraudulent purchase. And so with debit cards, at least, there can be a waiting period before the consumer is made whole by their bank after flagging the fraudulent purchase. So these are the sorts of things that people certainly need to think about. But there are some guardrails in place when consumers set up their accounts to pay by bank account. So consumers essentially would have to opt in and they would have to provide certain pieces of information about themselves, their personal information. So things like their name, their address, their phone number, their email. From there, they would be able to link their checking accounts to the merchant's app in order to make payments.
So from Discover's perspective, why are they launching this program with merchants?
Discover lags behind its bigger competitors. There's no comparison. So Discover accounted for just 2% of card transactions that occurred on major U.S. networks in 2020. This is according to the Nielsen Report, a trade publication. Visa, in comparison, had 65% market share. And what Discover is looking at is, let's find ways to create more use cases for the network. And if that means opening it up to payments that have nothing to do with cards, so be it.
Have any merchants already put this payment method into place?
Yes. So in the US, there are major merchants that are using it within the fuel sector. So Shell and Phillips 66 are some examples of companies in the sector that are already using BIMS technology at checkout. And so at their gas stations, basically, the way it works is that people can pay through the merchant apps. They pull out their phone while they're at the pump, and they can pay for gas directly from their bank account. This is all happening within the merchant's apps. And what they see when they're paying for the gas is that they're not paying the gas price that's listed at the pump. they're paying a discounted price, which can be currently up to 25 cents off a gallon.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Maria Andriotis. Anna Maria, thanks so much for being with us.
Great speaking with you. Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.